perhaps they felt very confident that Nicki Minaj would not respond. That's why Tyrone was just like, no, we want a motion immediately for a quick $20 million. And that didn't happen. I don't know. He's just with a trash lawyer, and she looks like an opportunist. So let's take some calls and tell me what you guys got to say. 1-8-1-8. I'm on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
What's up?
Personally, you were saying that you think Jennifer took some sort of payment. Well, I think it is the fact that she was threatened with sanctions, okay? Literally, Nicki's lawyer said, if you don't withdraw your case, if you read the court document, you will see that that's the reason why. I don't think there was any side talk, okay? And that's tea.
So what do you say? I can't understand. You sound like a child. Okay. Clear your throat and clear your mouth when you speak to me, okay? 0604. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
So I personally think that, first of all, I'm a great fan. I love your show, even though I know you can be a little bit biased towards Nicki Minaj, but I still watch. I personally don't think that the lawyers, the Nicki paid off the team, Jennifer, mm-hmm. who or whatever her name is. I don't know how to pronounce mm-hmm. her name. So I don't think so. I personally don't think so. I think that she didn't have any evidence, and she has to dismiss. That's what I think. I don't think that Jennifer, like she had any, I just think all the whole thing on the real, even talking to you, talking to the blogs, like she didn't have any like evidence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's my personal opinion, you know?
Okay.
But I can see why you would think otherwise, Armand.
Well, because it just came out of nowhere. It just came out of nowhere, and I just feel like they had the same information that they had then now. So what changed?
I think Nicki probably has evidence. She probably has, mm-hmm. like, maybe the phone call, like, recorded or something. And he also knows, like, she stated that Jennifer told her that the case, the situation. First of all, I hope you can understand my accent.
Yeah.
Because I don't have. Yeah. Okay. So she stated that the case she had with Nicki's husband, that Nicki said that Jennifer told her that it could probably be a misunderstanding. That mm-hmm. came out. So maybe Jennifer got scared and was like, okay, now let me drop this case. You know?
Maybe. All right. Thanks, Lou, for calling in. Let's take a couple. I want to give everybody a chance to get in here. So thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. I'm giving everybody a chance to get on here. So let's get in and let's get out. What do we think? And talk to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I never believed the story from the beginning. And I've been following the case here and there. I just believe, like, Nicki is an amazing businesswoman, and I just think, like, we underestimated what she had in her belt. And even, like, when you talk about the Clubhouse interview with Jennifer, I was there, and the story never added up from the beginning. So I kind of feel like there was never no solid proof, and she knew it, and she was just trying to get a check. And I think this just goes to show everything everybody has said about Jennifer was true from the very beginning. It was just clout, and I don't think Nicki paid her, because what would be the point for her to pay her then sue her? So I just think there was just no evidence ever, and this was just going off of what hearsay was said. So at the end of the day, this is good for Nicki and coming forward with the documentary and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that this is definitely a win for Nicki. At the end of the day, Jennifer looks a damn fool. You know what I mean? And honestly,
and
you almost have to side eye it to a certain degree once you've seen the type of lawyer she had. You know what I mean? It was the lawyer for me that made me start to feel like, yeah, she's not going to win this case. And
this
then it
was the same lawyer that was
that
on the T.I.
lost
Tiny
the case with T.I. and Tiny. Yes,
and that was that. It was evident that, like, that was, that should have been a clear cut win, and he couldn't even do that. I just think, like, there was no legitimacy to any. Now, I believe that Nikki Gerasser, I definitely believe it. But she was a smart woman to never let it trace back to her. And I give her that. She's smart as fuck, but I still believe she did it. Like, I ain't going to lie. But hey,
no, I believe
if you
she,
can't
no,
prove it.
That's my thing. I'm not going to sit up here. And because what I think people want me to say is that I don't believe Nicki Minaj did that. And I believe she did. But she
now,
can't
do
prove
I believe
it.
Some. I think, but I will say, I do believe some stuff that Jennifer said was a lie about the case. I believe there was some contact, but I think a lot of the things that she was saying that happened did not happen. Like, I just don't believe it. And that's why I always say, like, at the end of the day, we do not know Jennifer. At the end of the day, this is a woman that came out of nowhere. We don't know if she's a liar or not. Like, that's what I'm saying. We were so quick to, you know, believe her. But at the end of the day, it just goes to show, like that's why people never believed you, because, like you said, the same evidence y'all had back then when the case started, you had now. So why drop the case? Even if she did, Nikki cut the check, it still makes you look like a liar. So at the end of the day, you went through all this when you could have took
nothing.
the $500K or whatever, Nikki. And then even that, you said she didn't offer you money. Then she did. Then she did. And then she did. So if she did offer you the $20K, that was
you should have took that then.
The
yeah, you because
you
didn't you get nothing
the
now. Right, and the happy birthday.
Yeah, kids would have been good for Christmas. You would have been set, but no. Now you finna get countersued, and now you finna be more in the hole than you came into. Like, you not no fucking celebrity. Like, the same thing
okay,
with
okay, I let you go twice. I'm not even doing too much cursing on here. You see, I could tell we have a different fan audience on here right now. They don't really listen that well. So, if you're new here, we don't drop F-bombs, H-bombs. We don't drop a lot. The only person that's dropping those kind of bombs is me. So, you know, usually we have a different kind of crowd here, I understand. But we have to learn how to communicate here. Okay. We run a tight ship, not a ratchet ship. Okay. So we're going to have to learn how to speak clearly, choose our words wisely. Okay. Thank you. Now, with that being said, yeah. I like what he said, though, because, I mean, if the rumors are true and she offered you all that money, you know, here and there, you should have took the money then, because now you got nothing but egg on your face. Now, I'm not going to lie. Something did trigger me, and it had me start to side-eye Jennifer. And I love my guy Hot Shot Radio. Shout out to him over on Hot Shot Radio on YouTube. However, there was a photo that Hot Shot Radio and Jennifer Hugh took. And it almost gave off the impression that she was on Good Morning America. Now, I don't know if everybody's seen that picture. And I'm like, that kind of feels like you guys are insinuating that she's about to have a sit down with Good Morning America in New York. I didn't like that. Now, they said that it wasn't like that. It was more of a like a we were it just was 3 o'clock in the morning and we just happened to walk by the building. To me, it felt very. Is she sitting down with Good Morning America? Because that's what everybody thought. I don't know if I have that picture. Let me see. I don't think I have it. I think it's gone. Somebody sent it to me. I could show it. Hold on. I don't know if I have that picture. Hold on. I'm going to try to look real quick. If it don't pop up, then I don't. Oh, see, here it is. Okay. It kind of gave like she was going on Good Morning America. This is just straight off of Google. Okay. Mob Radio had the exclusive on the photo. Didn't it feel like she was sitting on Good Morning America? Now that I know that, but it kind of felt like she was there. I don't know. It just felt very Good Morning. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it was me. Now, this has nothing to do with Hot Shot Radio. It just had everything to do with the pet. And I, you know, it was a little triggered because I'm like, oh, what's going on here? So it felt like that a little bit. But I'm still not sure. So I did side-eye at the end. But then, too, I want you guys to also understand, again, I'm not saying I don't believe something happened. I'm just saying it couldn't be proven. But then at the same time, I can't sit up here and blame Nicki Minaj, because even if you felt like something happened and you're going on the reel and you're doing these interviews, you don't throw away the case. You die on the sword with the case because you put your family, your reputation, and your face out there. I don't give a damn if they slaughter me in court. If I feel unsafe and I feel like you harass me, we're going to have to figure this out because it happened. I'm not dismissing nothing. I will die on the freaking ledger in the courtroom. Because now she looks like a joke. You fight it to the end. Now the people are like, hell, you got up there. What was the point of going on the freaking reel, sitting up there and acting like you and Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty and this, that, and the third, all to dismiss the case against Nicki Minaj, but then you still got one going against Kenneth Petty? For what? Might as well dismiss it against both of them. What proof do you have on Kenneth Petty? What's the difference? That case is going to get dismissed too. They won. They won. But she also had an amateur lawyer. These are the facts. Okay, let's take another call. 1194, you're live on the air.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Ivana. I love you so much.
Hey, thank you. What's going
Good
on, baby?
Your voice. My name is Destiny. So let's get into it, like you say. Honestly, I really, really, really think this woman is telling the truth and that she was absolutely harassed back in 94 and present day and going on and so forth. What I do think happened, now this is just an assumption, Nicki reached out to her, like you said. You think there was some contact. I think there was some contact, and it was indirect. The girl is emotional, and she is traumatized. Imagine getting pinned down at 16 and then all these feelings are coming back up and then you got the biggest woman in the world coming after you. You just feel like, oh, that really messes up with your stomach. You told us sometimes when you have to go to court for your situation. So imagine going to court and having to hear and replay it about your alleged attacker coming after you. That is traumatizing. So you know what? If you want to slide me a quick little 50, little 70, and just get rid of this situation, let's get rid of it. Me, I could never do that. Because if you attack me on that, like you said, I'm coming after you for the rest of my life.
Because even if there was a payoff and you took it, I still don't respect you.
Right.
Because you wasn't that scared.
Right.
It was all about the money.
I think she folded and got weak. Because let's face it, this woman is powerful. She's worth over, what, almost $100 million compared to me? What am I going to do? I think low-key Jennifer knew she wasn't going to win. I think she just was like, you know what? If I could just get Nicki and her goons off my back, allegedly, if I could just, tell the world what this man did to me.
Put my face to it. People could see her. And if I disappear, they'll come after her. Maybe that's what it was about.
That's exactly. Now we on the same page. Let's keep it real. She wasn't going to win that. As soon as she came out with that shit and I saw her with her puppy dog face on the reel, I felt sad for her. I felt bad because, I went through those things as a child, so I know the feeling of someone taking advantage of you. But uh-huh. let's keep it real. It's going to be a he said, she said. It's not who's really going to say, yeah, I raped you? No one. Unless they really just trying to get they life together. Can you say that? Sorry. Who's
Thank you. No. For not, see, this is why I'm have to end this, because this crowd, this is why we can't do this with these people. I can't take any more calls. 4928, you're live on the air.
All right, Armand. So I definitely think that Nikki did it. She definitely had some part into harassing that girl. But I think her approach to the situation made it so to where Nikki was absolved. Like, when you have a situation like that, you always need to go the legal route first, then the civil route. Because whoever mm-hmm. that was communicating with her, they need to be held liable so that they can, you know, eventually reveal why they were doing that. But they yeah. have no incentive with the civil case. So they probably have some evidence for the guy, because why would the lawyers take the case if there was no evidence? So I think there's evidence, but it just doesn't point towards Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my opinion.
All right, thanks, Boo. Have a good one.
All righty.
Bye. Okay, 3040, you're live on the air. Hello? Hey.
Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, baby. I love you.
Hi, how are you? Talk to me. Yes, what's going on?
Okay, so I'm not about victim blaming, so it's possible that something did happen. The thing is that we'll never have any proof of it, because she was connected through another person, and that other person was very sus, and you yourself pointed it out that that guy probably thought that he could get some clout and get into the clique. So we'll never know if Nikki was behind it or if he just made up that idea in his own head and that
right.
Nikki somehow got set up. So sorry to that woman.
So how do you feel about Jennifer now, you know, just dismissing the case?
I'm with you. Like, if that really happened, then you got to fight for yourself and you die on that hill. But honestly, you know, and I'm not blaming the media, but I think people pumped her up to think that she could take Nikki on. And when people have celebrity and a lot of money, she should have understood what she was getting into. And just like you say, she had an amateur. That guy is an ambulance chaser. Like you said, he's the new Judy Blume. He's just
yeah.
going around. Whoever says they've been violated, then he's jumping on it. And, you know, I'm sure you know about him. He's made a fool of himself on other cases. So, I mean, I don't know why anybody would hire that guy, but, you know, it is what it is. Thank y'all.
Okay, let me see. Let me get Hotshot on here. Is this you? Hotshot, is this you from a secret number? Hello? Hello? Okay. I'm trying to get him on. Hello? Can you hear me? Say something. Okay, I don't know if that's him. Well, I sent you a DM, so send me your last four so I know that it's your number. But we have to move forward. 0767, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Armand. So this is my thing. At the end of the day, I really do feel that it just happened a little too quickly. First, we have a big case that's going on. Then all of a sudden, it gets dismissed. We haven't heard from Jennifer Q. Everybody's kind of jumping up, congratulating Nikki because she won. But it could have been very much so that she paid her off to get her to be quiet. Like, you know what? We're going to give you this certain amount of money. We're done with this case. She's trying to drop an album. She's trying to do stuff. And, you know, now we're not going to hear from her. Now, listen to this. From her doing this and making herself look stupid, whatever she says now is invalid. So that whole Kenneth case, even if she proceeds to do it, it's not going to matter, because you just got in court and you didn't have any evidence and a case got dismissed on you. So whatever you do now, it's going to be invalid. You get what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm like, I hear what the news and what the media is saying, but my spirit is saying this happened too. And then Nikki's tweeting unicorns. Like, to me, it's just like it was all too strategic. And it
you
feels
get what I'm saying?
Like it was enough money for Jennifer to accept and say, I'll look like a fool.
Because
that was very much part of
the
conversation.
Right. Why would you start the case? You have no evidence. You're starting this case. You have no evidence. Then at the end of the day, now, okay, well, the case is dismissed. I didn't really have any evidence. There's no proof. So now everybody's looking like, okay, well, we didn't believe you. Now,
let me add to your point. Because then, two, then the headline is Jennifer Hugh voluntarily dismissed the case. So even more so makes you look like, wait a minute. So now you just threw away the case and now you just disappear? Come on. What? How do you just all of a sudden voluntarily dismiss the case?
The original thing was that everybody was trying to make it seem like Nikki was invincible. My thing was like, until we knew, we can't really say if she's wrong, if she did it, or if she did it. Now, at the end of the day, she got involved somehow because she's married to this man, and this man has to do with this woman that had this alleged, happened to her. So at the end of the day, now it's just like, okay, we see that you was trying to get money. But I honestly do agree because I'm a Gemini as well, and my intuition is telling me that she got paid off. This is not just going to happen quickly out of nowhere, and it's just going to be like, okay, well, dismiss case. You've been on the reel. You've got on shows. Everybody's kind of behind you. You know, you don't need clout. We don't want to know you. We don't care who you are, what you're doing. You're only really in the media because you're associated with Kenny Petty and Nicki Minaj. So you get what I'm saying? Like, it really don't add up to me.
It's
it
not adding up to me either because it's like, okay, but on the other hand, there is no hardcore evidence. However, you knew you didn't have real evidence. Or did you think that, or did Tyrone make you feel like it's okay because, you know what, we're going to still get something. But see, it all goes back to money then still. Because even with knowing that you didn't have enough evidence, you had to feel like you were going to get something.
But if she didn't have any evidence, this is my thing. If she didn't have any evidence and she knew she wasn't going to win, how was she going to get the money plus you have a shitty, use my language, you have a bad lawyer, and you don't have any evidence, you're not going to win so Nikki's going to look good anyway. So was this a ploy to make her look good in a way? Like, I don't understand it because you didn't win,
I don't know either. It's so weird.
You know, Nicki Minaj is now, everybody's so happy because they're just like, oh, you guys were talking so much. It's not the point that everybody was failing Nikki or giving up. It's just the point that if something like this is a serious accusation and it's going on at the end of the day, we should all take that into account. Now, obviously,
hold on, but let's be very clear. And it's not that everybody was, because I believe that she was gaslighting the girl because she got on there and on Queen Radio and said, well, why this ride and did all of these things. So be very clear. Let's not act like Nicki Minaj is not petty, vindictive, and incitive.
Once she wants to stick her fans
on you, she can do so. So we're not going to sit up here and act like she's this timid, demure woman that is just being picked on by everybody. That's not the truth.
Right.
That's not realistic. And that's what I'm not going to sit up here and do.
But that's what they like to do. That's what people like to do. They like to make it seem like, Nicki Minaj doesn't antagonize people or, put people in a certain space where they feel like they have to come back at her. She's a queen, but she ain't invincible. We're going to see, though. We're definitely going to see. I think that she was paid off. Let's hope that we hear from Jennifer Hugh. And let's just hope that now Nicki Minaj doesn't have an excuse not to do the things that we've been asking her to do and put out the content that we need. Because if she still doesn't put out the content, it's going to be like, so what? Was that just all? And, a lot of people keep saying that this is bad press or this is going to make her look bad. Listen, Nicki Minaj is Nicki Minaj. What bad press is always good for. It don't matter what type of publicity it is. This girl has such a great high reputation that it doesn't matter what you guys really say. Now that this has been dismissed, nobody's going to look at it. Something else gonna happen. We got Tory Lanez.
The biggest thing is now. Then all of a sudden, we get to act like Kenneth Petty is not a villain. You see how that works,
right?
Now, what happened with her in 1995 is a lie.
But that's what I'm trying to say. That's what they're going to use now and say, she was lying because she just lied. It's a setup. You get what I'm saying? So they basically set Jennifer Hugh up really and got her in the situation in the first place. And it's now it's like, okay, now we can control everything, and now we can get our way. Kenneth, you're good. Nicki Minaj is good, you know, at the end of the day. But we should still focus that it was always about Kenneth and Jennifer, not Nicki and Jennifer. Nicki never did nothing to that girl, and now we know that. So...
All right. Let me take another call. Hold on. Let me real quick. Okay. Peace and Love says they say that call was a lie, but she admitted to it. She lied on her show as well. So it ain't all lies. Exactly. Okay. Let's see. Hello? Private caller. Hello? Hello? Private caller. Okay. I thought that we had, let's see, is this the private caller? Hello? Okay, so I guess Hotshot is gone. I told him to come back, but he might have dipped. All right, let's see. Hello? No, that's not quite the caller. Okay, 7093, you're live on the air. These calls are getting kind of ghetto.
Hi, Amon.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I love your show. I watch it.
Thank
you. I even put some people on. I was like, you need to watch Amon.
Okay, I like that.
So,
I like that.
So, yes, I'm calling from Vegas. So, pretty much, I don't think Nicki Minaj paid her off because the way that she's counter-suing, it will make Jennifer look bad to agree to a settlement like that.
Right.
It makes her look worse to agree to a settlement like that. So I don't feel like Nicki Minaj paid her off because it doesn't make sense for you to take money and then have Nicki handle the media and then paint you as a liar. You know, it doesn't benefit Jennifer. You know, that little money doesn't benefit Jennifer. And another thing is that, my call is going to be quick. I feel as though the whole Nicki Minaj case is probably Jennifer being mad that Kenneth was actually with Nicki Minaj, that her predator was able to date someone so high profile. And it's almost like, you know, I need to get him for real because he ain't going to get away with this. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But now what do you think that says about the Kenneth Petty? Like, because now is he free? Do you believe that Kenneth Petty is innocent now? Because that's coming next. You better believe that as far as what happened in 1996 and whatever.
I feel like I honestly do not know because this one was unpredictable. I did not see her not, you know, turning in her paperwork and dismissing. I didn't know that she was going to do that, that she was just going to drop the case. So I really do not know how it's going to go with Kenny, but it's kind of weird how her lawyer keeps getting these high profile cases. Who is he?
Chasing Lisa Bloom lawyer. Yes.
Yes. And it's almost like, you know, it's a bad part on Jennifer because she didn't do her research when she chose this lawyer because what cases has he won? So yeah, that's all I have to say on my piece.
Thank you so much. All right, so
yes.
We will be going over to Station Head. Thank you so much to finish this ratchet conversation. Let me see. Hold on. Hello?
You know,
let me see.
Hello?
Jennifer, because she didn't
hold on, hold on. Turn me down in the back. Hello? Hello? Okay. Let me grab Eva with the tea really quick, and then we're going to move over to Station Head. Hello?
Don't you think so?
It just, to me, this was very interesting.
Let me tell you something. Now, congratulations to Onika Tanya Mraz. You know, you did what you had to do. Money always wins in these situations. But let's be very clear. Jennifer and her lawyer had a whole month to submit that paperwork. How convenient that, oh, she didn't submit the paperwork. Okay, Jennifer, we're going to put this paperwork to say that we're going to sanction you for not responding, basically pull a U on you. But we're really not going to sue you and do these sanctions. We're just going to put it in so it looks like we're actually winning. Like any person with common sense can tell that this was like a back backdoor payoff.
Yeah.
It's not a public settlement. Obviously, this is a backdoor payoff. Regardless, we're not going to hear
from
this
backdoor payoff
again.
But it's very much so on Nikki's side. We're going to still act as though we're actively pursuing this case. So you didn't put in the paperwork, and so we're gonna go forward. We're trying to get the shit dismissed and this, that, and the third. Like, no, all of that is part of the plan to make it look like Jennifer just didn't do what she needed to do. But I feel like all of this is part of the back door. The from that coming
exactly.
out yesterday to now the headline being Jennifer violent. Like a day after that came out, the next day it comes out that she drops the case.
You want to know when I knew that this was going in Nikki's favor? The day that Jennifer deleted her Instagram.
Oh,
which was a month
right.
and a half ago. She deleted her Instagram out of nowhere. Deleted any YouTube account she had. She just started deleting certain things. That's when I knew. I was like, okay, something's happening.
Oh, she's
like,
disappearing.
Like, she's deleting everything. Which may, well, you know, Onika did what needed to be done. She used her money. Any rich person, because it's not like white rich people don't do this all the time and pay people off, and people drop charges. Kris Jenner just did that with her person, her security guard. But, you know, it was public made because it was on record. But anybody could be paid off behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? And for people to say they're sitting here saying, oh, like that she – it looks bad on her. She was probably tired of hearing her lawyer not come through. She was probably tired of some of these YouTubers – not you, Armand, but some of these YouTubers always bringing up and updating this case. And saying certain things, you never give the person that you're suing information. They were publicly putting all this information out of what they have. You know what I mean? It's just like silence when you're really about to sue somebody so that they don't know the cards that you're playing. So it was probably easy for Joe the publicist to be like, listen, you're not going to win this. You don't have sufficient evidence. It's going to get dismissed. You probably do have enough evidence for Kenneth. Kenneth will take and I'm not going to be surprised if his case isn't dropped either, but he still has to go to court for failing to register. So that doesn't even matter. So he'll probably take the L on that, but we're not going to act.
But even if he gets convicted for that, she can still say, you know, that was Kenneth's fault. Nikki will put out, you know, he was innocent. You know, like, cause still it's like now he's just paying for a crime that he didn't do at this point. So people could, but now the narrative will be, Kenneth is not who we say he is, and that he has now had been wrongfully convicted.
Convicted. The initial narrative that she was running with, that he was a minor and he didn't know what he was doing, he just signed. Yeah, that's the narrative she's running with. The whole black man, white people, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. Yeah, that narrative, that was definitely from jump. I wouldn't even be surprised if this whole thing was plotted from jump. Her going on TV, everything. It's just like, but at the end of the day, where are your morals? Like, Jennifer, if you're hearing this and you did take the money or you didn't want to go through with this, you should have just...
You're a joke. You shouldn't have did whatever she did. Yeah, but I like what you said when you said she started deleting her Instagram. Girl, you were already up to no good. You were deleting your YouTube, your socials. Yeah, so you were planning.
She would have had more of a chance to win suing for defamation because there was public recording Nikki on radio stations talking about the situation that she wasn't there for. That would have been a more like from the beginning. I said she should have just sued for defamation because there were comments and there was the Queen Radio recordings that Nikki did herself where she lied. She publicly lied, and at the end of the day, that's still considered harassing a victim when you're talking about a situation and bringing up their situation that you know nothing about. You were a minor at that time. You were like 12 or 11.
Wow. All right, Eva with the team, meet me over on Station Head. We'll see you over there.
On my way.
Okay, bye. All right, guys. Let me see. Yes. So, Chow, we're...